Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
All right, welcome to another edition of Straight Talk Solarcast. Our host, Adam Duran, is out and about taking care of his own business, so I thought I'd record a solo podcast today. And what I want to talk about today is something that happens to us pretty frequently, and that's perfectly great. We encourage people to get other quotes, but sometimes we hear back from the client, and they say, we got a better price. And that's all fine. That's great. We like to make sure that our prices are very competitive. But what happens is sometimes there's just not an apples to apples comparison. So while it's very easy to compare equipment, you know, solar panels, if we get the same brand and same wattage, if we get the inverter system, same brand and same everything, it seems a lot of times that is where the comparison stops. And we like to make sure our clients know that there's a lot of other things that go into the solar panel system aside from just the solar panels. And so, for example, we just had a bid with an HOA, a homeowner association, where we helped them write the specification and then we gave them a bid so they could have an apples to apples comparison. And what happened was, they got a lot of different bids. Almost none of them matched the specification, so they had a really hard time determining which was the best system for them. And what they ended up doing was going with, they first were going to choose just the cheapest bid, assuming that it was the right equipment and the right panels. But as it turns out, it wasn't even close. They were actually using inverters from Japan, which I don't even know how they would get them installed here, and so forth. So, and I mean, like, literally for the country of Japan, not for United States. So what we were able to do is go back and review those proposals. We took, you know, the company names out and everything, so all we could see was the equipment. But one of the most glaring things that we noticed was that the monitoring, we monitor every single one of our systems. And that's pretty critical because, as we talked about in an earlier podcast, sometimes equipment just goes out, or PG&E will send a power surge through and it will flip the breaker, which in turn flips the inverter off. And then there's no solar production until someone notices. And we monitor every single one of our systems. And so we think that's really critical. But we're seeing that many, many other solar companies do not monitor their client solar panel systems. And so, that's a pretty big deal, because if the inverter does go out and the customer doesn't notice for 6 months or even a month, that's a lot of money that they're losing. And it's really disappointing when they do lose that. First thing they ask is, well, who's paying for that power and that lost production? And in every single contract, whoever installed it or the manufacturer definitely lets the client know in those contracts that they are not responsible for any lost production due to the equipment failure or PG&E power surge or golf ball strike or anything like that. So that's just one thing that has nothing to do really with the equipment. That has to do everything to do with the performance of the solar panel system. And then the next thing that's a really big one is really, you know, the solar panels are about 20% of the install, but 50% of the installation is the quality of that installation. And so that's why we're highly recommending that all of our clients check out these other companies online. do some research, some due diligence on their, what are their previous customers saying about them? Are they saying they did a great job, showed up on time, very clean, all that kind of stuff? Or what, did it drag on for months and months and you're really unhappy at the end? You know, it might not be every single time, but do you really want to take that chance with a company that maybe doesn't have favorable reviews? But also critically is also checking with the state contractor board to make sure that they are fully licensed, insured, they're paid their workers' comp, because we've seen plenty of times where solar installers will just kind of pull guys from Home Depot, which is unbelievable, and installation happens, somebody falls off the roof, which would be terrible, and if that company does not have workers' comp insurance or it lapses, then guess who is on the hook for that injury? And that's unfortunately the homeowner. So we really, really want our clients to understand that there's big differences in price, big differences in the quality and of not only the install, but also the installer. So there's a ton more that goes into a solar panel system aside from just the equipment. But we also want to lastly point out is the differences in the financing. So there are tremendous differences in how someone can pay for a solar panel system. We've covered in other podcasts the differences in the fees that are charged by the finance companies that are just added on to the solar proposal, and many times the client isn't even aware of them. So we really want our clients and anyone listening to this podcast is really see what the contracted price for the total installation is. And if it doesn't match to the proposal, ask the question, you know, what is the financing fee that's being charged? And am I being charged a financing fee? Why am I being charged a financing fee? And, you know, how much is that? So those are all critical questions when evaluating other solar proposals, not just going on who's giving the cheapest price, because, one more thing to point out, sorry, is that, you know, solar companies, when you go, you know, when you purchase from them, that means they're kind of on the hook for at least the next 10 years. That's a long time for a company to be in business. 90% of, you know, I'm sure everyone's familiar with these statistics through the Small Business Administration of how many businesses fail within the first 3 to 5 years. And it's a real problem, because we get calls 3 to 5 a week where a client has went with another company and that company is no longer around, and now they have a problem with their system, and now they're gonna have to pay someone else to service that system. And we really want our clients to avoid that. One of the biggest reasons companies will go out of business is that they did not charge enough on the front end for the installation to maintain their building and their trucks and their employees and their benefits and just the rising costs of finding really good installers, which is really difficult. But you know, companies have to stay in business, and they have to, you know, that you might get a great price, an amazing, insane price that, you know, we can't even compete with. But the chances of that company being around in the next 3 to 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years is really low. And it's just not sustainable to keep undercutting or selling at a loss. And we know how much things cost, and every company has to make money. Every company, it's fair, they're doing a lot of work and they're entitled to make a profit. Otherwise, they won't be around when you need them. So that's all I have for this week. If you have any topics that you would like us to cover, feel free to email us at straighttalk@solarharmonics.com. Leave a message, a question on our Facebook page, or feel free to ask a comment in our comment section at our podcast page, which is anchor.com/straighttalksolarcast. Thanks again. We really appreciate the listen, and please share it out. Thank anyone who's interested in learning more about solar. We're trying to keep this going every week, and we appreciate your feedback. Thanks very much.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.